That's good Falcons talk. It's time now to break with our good friend, Bo Zach.
Hi, Bo.
Yo.
Bo Diddley, what up, baby?
Hey.
All right,
it's fantasy football season.
It is.
Drafts are happening.
So, before we get into that, would you ever do your draft before the preseason's over?
No!
These people who are complaining about, oh, I drafted Jordy Nelson, why are you drafting before the preseason's over?
You're not real bright.
Come on.
My fantasy draft is the Tuesday before the Thursday
there
kickoff.
There you go. That's the way to do it. Isn't that right, Bo?
That's the way to do it. That's what I would advise to. All right. Fantasy football, you got to have a team name. What would you guys' fantasy football team name be?
Do we have to keep these G-rated? Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we're on the Falcons website, so we'll keep them G-rated. Mine would be it would be like a Las Vegas party with Gronk, something like that, or Hanging with Mr. Gronkowski in honor. Remember the show Hanging with Mr.
Cooper. Yep.
There you go.
I'm going to take it back a little bit because, you know, my people –
What's happening right now?
I'm the great
Beavis,
corn, the great corn Julio.
Beavis and Butthead.
Great corn Julio.
Corn Julio, that's great. Now, Bosek, you're not old enough to remember Beavis and Butthead.
The young people behind us are like,
okay, here's what I'm going to tell you. What you need to do, there's a library of Beavis and Butthead.
Oh,
go back and watch it.
Man,
you will laugh.
It's so good.
How old are you? 23?
23.
Oh, it's perfect. Right in your wheelhouse. When I was 23, that show was out. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it's great.
This past week, I've been looking for some good names and had some good suggestions. And one was Grady Got Back Too, which is pretty
good. I like that.
I heard that one. I was like, that's pretty funny. I can't think of any other.
You know, when we had Jonathan Massaqua, one of my favorites was Texas Chainsaw Massaqua.
Like, I like that. Yeah, those are good. Great.
Texas Chainsaw.
What's awesome now is you can Google them, and there's hundreds
lists
and hundreds.
And lists.
Now, I saw somebody had Matty Ice Baby.
Yeah. I like that.
Vanilla Ice, you know.
There you go.
What do you got, Bo? You got one? Bo, you got to have one.
You
going to put us on the spot.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
On the spot.
You got to know this.
You saw his face instantly go, oh.
No, I don't have one.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man.
That should be in your wheelhouse. Fantasy football names. You youngsters, you millennials are always good with that stuff.
Probably Gold Deck Bo.
I haven't brainstormed yet. I wait till my team's drafted. And then from there, I see what last names I have, and I do a play on words.
Okay,
Fair enough. That's all right.
So back now, Falcons related. Which first year Falcon would you want to be stuck in an elevator with?
First year Falcon.
Huh.
I'm gonna say Big Grady. I think Big Grady'd be pretty funny, dude. Man, I saw him. I think you guys had it mic'd up for the last Jets game. I think it was.
It was the Titans game.
Yeah, he was pretty comical, man. But I think ultimately he ended up being able to get that door open. Looks like a little strong guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right that thing open.
I have a really funny story though. So we were in New York, and there was this big. There was like an Indian wedding going on at this hotel.
Same place where you and Bo were taking pictures in front of the.
So I'm in the elevator with Curtis, who's one of our PR guys, and Curtis is
who's cut, bulked
he's
up,
built,
yeah.
You know, looks really good. Let's get him a tryout.
Let's get him a
so
tryout.
him and I are in this elevator. We're on the 18th floor, so we got a long way to go. Of course, we stop at like just about every floor and we get people on, getting off. So this couple gets on and they start talking to us because they know the Falcons are in the hotel. And they look at Curtis and go, "Are you a player?" And he's like, "Oh, no, I'm not a player or anything like that." And he goes, "Oh," the guy goes, "Oh, you look like a wide receiver." I'm telling you, at that moment, the elevator stops. Doors open. Julio Jones gets on.
No.
They don't say a word to him. They keep talking to Curtis Jackson about
didn't even
about,
see Julio. Didn't even there.
Julio goes down one floor, gets off, and not a word was spoken.
That's
to
awesome.
It was amazing. It's one of those moments where I'm like, man, if
Julio
I need a reality show. Sometime.
Julio knew they probably really karate awesome. Chopped him 84 times.
Yeah,
you know?
they were more concerned with talking about Curtis.
I wanted to do something last week when we pulled up to New York. And we love all the fans. This isn't to disparage fans. There's always autograph seekers that are at the hotel. So I'm on bus 5, which if you guys ever see how we pull in with a cavalcade of buses, it's 1 through 5. And typically 4 and 5 is more people like us that are not players. It's media members. It's, you know, Falcon flyaways, whatever. So I see all these guys, and I look at Bo Morgan, who's the producer of the radio network, and I said, dude, I think you should go down and sign one of their helmets, Squidbilly 1000. So I thought about it, and I said, you know, I look more like a football player than Bo does. Bo's like 5'6", I mean, you know, 145 pounds. I was going to go sign at Brady Ewing, because Brady Ewing, who's a player, I was going to go and say, hey, I'm Brady Ewing, I used to play. And Brady was our guy. I really enjoyed being around Brady Ewing. I wanted to do it, and I said, no, you know, I try to be professional on the road. But I see those people all the time and want to do the fake autograph.
And crush them.
It's really kind of fun the way we pull in too. I mean, because it is an event. Because
we're like a rock star.
Yeah, it's really kind of cool. And so
it's like the president's in town. Places. You know,
I keep my beats on. I try to look important, although I'm not.
But if you're there and you've seen four buses unload and fives unload and just leave,
yeah, just leave.
There's
bus
no
five isn't helping. If there's one guy I want to be stuck on the elevator with, first year Falcons, Leonard Hankerson. Because then I could just sit there and talk to him about, you know, his time at the U. I'll really worry him. I like that. We've got Hester. We've got Bosher. We've got Hank.
You got a lot of
guys. It's
good.
Yeah.
I got a lot of representation. I'm hanging on to Jerome Smith because we just got rid of Marquise Spruill. So that's all I got left.
That's it. And Bosch is growing the beard. That's why, you know, got to have the long beard this year. All right, what do we got for video of the week this week? Can it top last week's video?
All it says is golf course. So I'm concerned.
I'm worried you guys might have seen this.
I'm all for it if it says golf course.
I've been surprised before.
All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this commercial.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I have not.
You haven't seen this commercial?
You got to be the commentator, though, Bo. Come on. So I say, if you've seen this commercial, they're talking about the commentators, and the commentators are talking, and they're still like, talking in their golf voice.
Yeah.
And they're saying, oh, he's going to have to take a stroke on this hole.
Yeah.
See, the first time I saw this, I just saw the video. I saw it edited like this.
Mm-hmm.
No commentary, no nothing. I was like, just thought it was a golf highlight.
Yeah.
It caught me so by surprise. And I was like, what the heck?
Oh, all of a sudden there's a giant Kraken on the 15th hole.
Kraken.
You know how serious they are at a golf course? We broadcasted a few years back at Eastlake for the Tour Championship, and we're actually above hole 10
Lake.
Or 11.
Eastlake is like second to,
Well, this is a Tour Championship, so it's real serious. Now, I have a pretty loud voice. Dave Archer has a pretty loud, distinctive voice. Mike Bell, who works in this town, has a very loud, We get out there, and they literally go, you guys are too loud. We're trying to do a radio broadcast. Right. So for 4 hours, for 2 days, we were talking like this. We were going, all right, guys, we'll come back from break, and we're going to break down the winning position at the Falcons. We end up having an interview, and it's funny. We've got the Dolphins coming on. Joe Rose, who's a legendary radio voice down there, played tight end for the Dolphins. We have an interview. Well, I'm excited to talk to Joe Rose. Hey, we got Joe Rose coming up just as Tiger Woods is about to tee off.
No way.
His people gave me the death stare. They basically were like, if he talks again, he's out. And they were going to kick us off the golf course.
Wow.
So can you imagine? We do maybe next week for Falcons.
That would have been a good story to have been kicked off by Tiger Woods.
We'll do the whole broadcast in golf voice.
Yeah.
Jay, we'll toss it over to you.
I think one of a good break with Bo set question at some point would be like, what was the worst interview you ever did with somebody?
Oh.
Because mine came I covered Ernie Els 1 year in the Heritage in South Carolina. And he literally walked away from me after two questions. And it wasn't like
you didn't get a chance to end it.
It wasn't like my question. I was lobbing up softballs.
Right.
And he's like, he finishes his answer, and he's like, okay, good. And he walks away. Turns around. I'm just like sitting here like,
what just happened?
What happened to me?
Crushed you.
Yeah. Well, it's been a lot of fun. This time goes by really fast.
It happens.
It doesn't seem like work.
It's not. It's three guys
when
sitting around
it,
talking about football.
Well,
that's it.
We got
that's
a big
it.
Game coming up on Saturday evening.
I'm doing my golf voice. You guys got me involved.
What you sound like right now is you're auditioning for like a late night radio show with a slow jam.
I am the new R&B singer for the Atlanta Falcons.
Coming back next, we'll have a slow
cool
jam block
sounds
of R. Kelly and Jodeci.
Yeah.
It's DJ Shockley in
on the Midnight Storm.
There it is.
I got a Snapchat. This is
sober.
Can we do it again?
Do it again.
All right. Coming up next, we'll have a slow block as we get ready for the Dolphins. It's going to be a
and
little Jodeci.
And then we got the sultry sounds from John Michaels and Jay with the sultry music.
That just went out over the interwebs.
We'll
be back next week as we're cutting down to 75 players. We'll talk about the Dolphins and a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, it has been a blast. My first full-time
day. You did a great job on your first one.
Appreciate it.
Bah! All
right, can we end this thing?
We just throw things at
Bosa. There we go.
Oh, sure, at me?
Oh!
Bah!
Oh, you hit the TV.
Bah!